We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Roger, Presidential Medal of Freedom, do you have a date for that yet?
Well, obviously, what an honor it was to get a call from the president. And it was very humbling to understand that I would receive the Presidential Freedom Medal of Honor. I've got the official letter came in last week. I responded to the president, and we'll be setting up a date for me to go to the White House probably in the next, I'm sure, next month or so. But very exciting for me, for my family, and certainly for our whole team and the people that have been around me to help me get to where I have been in life.
What is the feeling behind that? I mean, you've had all these wins, especially at Indy, but this is, the highest honor in the nation.
Well, this is more than about a sport. I think this is about your country. This is about you as an individual, being able to build a team of people. We have some 66,000 people that work for our company, and, I would have never had the successes and been able to give back without, their support and commitment. So, it's an ironic time for me, and certainly something I never expected.
How do you mean ironic?
Well, I mean it's just something that I would have never thought that I would be selected in this for this type of honor. When you think about, you've got people who've been to the moon, you've got great ambassadors, you've got people from the UK. Tiger Woods got in, and you just from an overall standpoint, it was a medal that was really started back in 1945 by President Truman, and it was a Freedom Medal of Honor. And then in '65. John Kennedy said, let's make it the presidential so that I could give it to people outside the military. So, the history of the medal, all the things around it are just amazing. And for me as an individual, it's something I would have never dreamed of.
Is that letter in a safe right now?
Oh, I have it in a very, very safe place. I sure do.
Roger, do you have a relationship at all with the president, and what's that like?
Well, I've been to the White House twice now, first with Joey Logano. When we won the NASCAR championship, so we had the team there, and then he invited us to come back with Simon and the team. And I think that obviously that's a pretty special time to be able to go to the White House. The President of the United States is a position that's well respected, and certainly the office of the President. And I think my ability to be able to bring our team there, and that he would take the time. He even gave us a tour of the Lincoln bedroom when we were there, so it was pretty special, and just hard to believe. And then to get a phone call several weeks later for this, Presidential Freedom Medal was just amazing.
What do you think about these soccer players who say they're not going to go to the White House?
Well, I can't talk about other people's decisions as far as going to the White House. I respect the office of the president. We're in the United States. We're people here. We compete here. We're from here. We represent the country. And I think it would have been tough for our team that if we didn't go, because many people that work for us started really with nothing, that work on our race teams, were able to come and stand in the Oval Office next to the president and with a trophy. It's a lifetime experience.
Seems like a lot of sports people have been awarded this lately with Tiger Woods. I know Bob Cousy got it too. What is it? What do you think the connection is between sports and this award?
Well, I guess, we're competitors. We're winners. And I think that the president, Richard Petty, you might not know that, he received it, I think, from Reagan a number of years ago as a sports person. So, look, sports in competition, the world's in competition today. So I'm glad that we're in that group to be selected.
Talk to me about your relationship with Mayor Mike Duggan and, your involvement. And the comeback of the city of Detroit, its renaissance, and the Grand Prix playing a big part of it as well.
Well, Mayor Duggan and I have been friends. I really met him initially when he was head of the Detroit Medical Center. I was a trustee and saw Mike as a leader. And when he decided to run for mayor, obviously he was very supportive. And I think that he's come to the city. He's an open person. He's real. There's no question what he's been able to do, and I think that we've really galvanized the whole city, you know, from the private sector perspective, you know, from the political side, you know, the city council, and then you look at the foundations and the Ilitch's, and certainly Dan Gilbert, and hope he's doing well today, have come together, you know, to help this city come from where it was and many years ago to where it is today. And I think the mayor deserves a lot of credit for that. And I remember getting a call from Dave Bing when we needed police cars and EMS units for the city. And I made 7 calls. And, you know, within a couple of weeks, we had commitments for 100 police cars, you know, and also 23 EMS units. That just shows you how the spirit within the city of Detroit today, and people wanting to give back and make it a better city. I think everything I see down there is great. We've got to work on education, obviously, for the young people that are there. But the jobs that have come to town, the businesses that are committed in the city, and also when you look at the real estate and what's going on down there, that's going to make a tax base, which will be very important for the long term.
You're on the track, you're having one of your best seasons. You know, you're leading an IMSA, IndyCar. Got a good chance of the Cup Championship again. I mean, this is a good time to be Roger Penske, isn't it?
Well, when you look at it, I kind of have to, you know, shake my head a little bit because, you know, we're leading in Australia also, and with Joey leading in the points and Newgarden and Indy, and you start to think about, you know, all the different series and the sports cars. But it's only halfway through the season. You know, I've been up on top before, but we're getting off pretty easily. But it's exciting.
And a little pressure on these drivers. Nobody wants to let you down.
Well, that's right. And, you know, to think about, you know, we had our 500th win, you know, our 500th pole this year. And, you know, those things are pretty special.
Thank you.
I have a couple more questions for you. With so much of your business being trucking, what are your thoughts on the road tax or how to fix the roads? Have you thought about that?
Well, I don't really comment on, you know, what's going on. I think that... you know, certainly Lansing will have to make that decision, you know, with the governor. You know, we run trucks, you know, on the road every single day. I think that we have a certain obligation, you know, from the standpoint of providing, you know, funding for roads across the country. I think we need to share our part of that. But to me, that's out of my hands. But to me, you know, we have over 300,000 trucks in our fleet today. And, you know, we're very concerned about the condition of the roads in many different cases.
Because I mean, it's got to affect your business, your tires, et cetera.
Well, it's maintenance. It's maintenance. There's no question about that. But, you know, on the other hand, as I said earlier, I think that's up to Lansing and the people there to make a decision on how we'll generate revenue in order to fix our roads and make them better.
One last question. Lee Iacocca being buried right now. Any thoughts on...
Well, Lee was a great friend of mine and an icon. I think bringing the Mustang, which we're racing today in NASCAR and also in Australia, is just amazing. He's a good friend of mine, and, you know, my heart goes out to his family and what he's done to think about a career at Chrysler, a career at Ford, and just a great guy. He was one of the real leaders in this business. Good.
And your name for the team?
Chris Hutt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.